The United States has issued its first passport with an X sex or gender designation. The State Department said Wednesday that it expects to be able to offer the choice more widely next year. It is a major step in the recognition of the rights of people who do not consider themselves male or female. Jessica Stern is the Biden administration's special diplomatic representative for LGBTQ rights. She said it brings government documents in line with the lived reality that there are more sexes than just male or female. The agency did not announce who received the passport. But Dana Zim claimed ownership in a telephone call with the Associated Press. Zim added, "I'm not a problem. I'm a human being." Zim, an intersex activist from Colorado, has battled the agency since 2015. Zim was denied a passport for failing to choose male or female on official documents. Court documents say Zim wrote intersex above the boxes marked M and F. In a separate letter, Zim requested an X designation for intersex. Zim was born without a definite gender. Court documents say Zim was raised as a boy and underwent several operations to appear fully male. Zim served in the Navy as a male, but later came to identify as intersex while working and studying at Colorado State University. The State Department's denial of Zim's passport prevented Zim from being able to travel to a meeting of Organization Intersex International in Mexico. The State Department announced in June that it was moving toward adding a third gender designation for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming people. A non-binary person is someone whose gender identity is not completely male or female. A gender non-conforming person is someone who does not follow the expected behaviors of their birth gender. The State Department said that adding a third gender designation would take time because it would require many changes to its computer system. An official said the passport document and system with the X designation still must be approved by the Office of Management and Budget. The agency now also permits individuals to choose if they are male or female. It no longer requires them to provide medical documents if their gender is not the same as what is listed on other official documents. The United States joins a small group of countries that permits citizens to choose a gender other than male or female on their passports. It includes Australia, New Zealand, Nepal, and Canada. Stern said her office planned to talk about the United States' experience with the change in its dealings with other countries. She hopes that it might push other governments to offer the X marker. "We see this as a way of affirming and uplifting the human rights of trans and intersex and gender nonconforming and non-binary people everywhere," she said. I'm Gregory Stockel.